Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about why everyone from serious athletes to spiritual seekers should be indulging in sun salutations regularly. This is one of my absolute favorite topics, so I'm super excited to bring this to you today. So let's get into it. The sun salutation, also known as the Surya Namaskar, is one of the foundational sequences of postures in the yoga world. Now, being so foundational, you would think it would be taught in every yoga class everywhere, along with all the other wonderful asanas to try. But this most critical yoga sequence is so very foundational that most teachers don't actually teach it. Even more surprising is that through 500 hours of top-notch yoga certification training, I did not see it discussed. What? Why? Well, the sequence is considered so foundational that everyone you encounter, from yoga teachers at the gym to professional teacher trainers, assumes that you already know everything about it. So as a result, not many people are actually all that well-versed in this most important and ancient yoga sequence. In reality, the people who really need to be working this sequence hard include everyone from serious athletes to spiritual seekers and everybody in between. But it helps to know everything that goes into it and everything that you can get out of it. Now, I have spent at this point, at the point where I'm recording this, over a year in very deep study of this sequence, ramping up how many rounds I can pull off in one session and studying every little detail about how it was put together and how my body and my energy and how my mind respond. And what I found was incredibly surprising and has made this sequence my go-to daily workout for a very long time. And here's why. The key with this series is repetition. Don't just do it once. Do it at least 11 times, and up to 108 times for those of you who like a challenge. If you want to do more, great, enjoy. But for serious athletes seeking workout recovery, body balancing, proprioception, precision mindset, and some pretty serious calorie burn to boot, you can manage 30 rounds in 15 minutes at the end of your normal workout. For spiritual seekers, you can slow it down, take your time, and really make it a meditative and mindful practice that balances your energies beautifully. Now, more on all of those benefits in a moment. Let's start with how this sequence is put together. The brilliant way this sequence is put together is rarely appreciated. The Surya Namaskar sequence, or sun salutation, is a set of 12 yoga postures, or asanas, designed to flow conveniently and beautifully one into the next. They flow together really nicely in order. So 12 postures, and I should be specific. I'm tending towards the Hatha style Surya Namaskara A. And you're going to see a lot of different variations on it. We'll talk about that in a minute. So the choice of the postures, of which 12 postures and the order that we're doing them in, it also ensures that you get both extension and flexion in both the upper and lower body, as well as between the front and the back of the body, and the left and the right sides of the body. Every single part of the body is flexed and extended at some point, right down to your fingers and toes. Even in one single round of this, every part of your body gets an opportunity to flex and to extend, to contract and to stretch. The sequence is perfectly balanced in every plane of the body, front to back, left to right, top to bottom. It works the entire body in a flowing and balanced way. Now, many yogis make this sequence their own by adding an extra posture here and there to adjust for their own preferences. You can do that too. But that's why if you Google this sequence, if you Google Sun Salutations or Surya Namaskar, you will find illustrations and videos that show minor variations and some not so minor variations. All of them get the job done. Just pick one and make adjustments for yourself as needed. That being said, keep the baseline poses that are common to all of them, keep those, and add, don't subtract, or you're going to lose some of that extension, contraction, balance that's inherent in there. So add to, don't take away. Now, Surya Namaskar also works the breath. With each posture, you are either breathing out or breathing in. Now, this forced self-regulation of breath is relaxing and reduces cortisol levels, despite the fact that you are sweating and breathing actually pretty hard. Small details and precision in the postures are important here. For example, when in the lunge posture, it is important to have the front knee slightly to the side of the chest in your armpit, not in front of the chest or outside of the arm. Why? Because you will see some people do this sequence with the knee when they're in the lunge, the arm is inside the leg. Right? Your leg is outside of your arm. You also see some people lunge with the knee kind of, let's say your right knee in line with the right side of the chest. What you really want is when you're lunging, for example, your right knee is in your right armpit or your left knee is in your left armpit. And it sounds like a really bizarre thing. Like, why would you want to do that? Why? Well, Nadi Shodhana. Duh. So Nadi Shodhana is a form of breath work, also called alternate nostril breathing. And in this type of breath work, you close off one side of the nose and you breathe through the other. Then you switch back and forth for as long as needed to produce a relaxing effect that aligns the energies as well. So what does that have to do with putting your knee in your armpit? So follow me here. Most of the time, you are breathing out of only one side of your nose, or like 80% breathing out of one side. And about once an hour, it switches sides quite automatically. No, really. Test it. Take your cell phone or a mirror, but your cell phone works really great. The screen of your cell phone can work like kind of like a mirror. Shut it off so that the screen is black. You know, just lock it. Hold it up under your nose and breathe out of your nose. It's going to fog up the surface of your phone or your mirror or whatever. And you will see that one side of your nose is moving a lot more air than the other. If it's not, you might be in the middle of switching. So wait 15 minutes and do it again. Now, hold on for this fascinating fact. When you lunge down and put the front knee in your armpit, it causes you to breathe primarily out of the opposite nostril. I am not making this stuff up. Try it for yourself. If you lunge down with the right knee in the right armpit and you just breathe, you will begin to breathe mostly, predominantly, out of your left nostril. If you put your left lunge down, you gotta be in a lunge, put your left knee in your left armpit and breathe, in and out of your nose. Left knee in the left armpit will cause you to breathe predominantly out of the right side of your nose. Don't take my word for it. Prove it to yourself. Do this and hold your phone up and test your breathing and watch it happen. Fascinating little fact about your body that you didn't even know. So with every round of Surya Namaskar, you lunge on each side, right? So there's a left side lunge and a right side lunge built into every single round. Front knee in the armpit, effectively making a form of alternate nostril breathing is just inherently part of every round. So no wonder this sequence is so relaxing, but it's energizing at the same time. By working the body and the breath, you then open up the energies. The postures in this sequence align the energy channels of the body in a way that clears and opens the chakras and meridians. Look those up if they're not familiar. It's a workout for the body, the breath, the mind, the energy, and the soul. But if that was not enough to convince you to include this sequence in your life every single day, let's run down the list of major benefits that I just personally experienced even beyond that. So let's talk about practical, super practical benefits that everybody can get into. Number one, calorie burn. Oh my God, calorie burn. This was by far the biggest surprise for me in this sequence. What a gift. I'm going to use myself, average 150-pound adult. Each round of Surya Namaskar burns 13.9 calories. If you have more mass to move, if you're bigger, you'll burn more. If you're smaller, you'll burn a little less. Therefore, for the average adult, a set of 10 Surya Namaskars will burn 139 calories. That's the equivalent of running about anywhere from a mile to a mile and a quarter at a moderate pace. Nice. Now factor in that you can do those 10 rounds in 5 minutes. And once you're really well practiced, you can actually do it in less than that, while still maintaining good form and avoiding injury. So that's 139 calories in 5 minutes. You can do 30 rounds in 15 minutes, even if you're kind of new to it. And that would burn 417 calories. Surya Namaskar burns the equivalent of 1,668 calories per hour. Now that would be a whopping 120 rounds. That's a calorie burn rate that is more than twice what a hard run burns in that same hour. Wait, back that up. Yeah, that's what I just said. Burns more calories than running. Burns damn near twice as many calories as running in the same amount of time. Wow. That means that this humble and foundational yoga sequence is quite measurably the best calorie burning exercise you can do by more than twice over anything else. The reality is, however, that while you might manage to run for an hour and burn about 800 calories, most people will fall over exhausted far before completing 120 rounds of Surya Namaskar for those 1,668 calories. But that being said, you can back off on the number of rounds and enjoy that same 800 calorie burn that you might have gotten by running for an hour by doing just 60 rounds in 30 minutes. So you can burn more, or you can save time. Your choice. So one sneaky way to do more rounds is to fit in a 5-minute set of 10 rounds once per hour or at some interval throughout your day. Now, that can look a bit awkward at the office, but the point is to get creative. So I am currently doing 117 rounds. Why? why not 108? Because 17 is my special number, and it just feels good to go to 117. 117 is also a multiple of 9, which makes it a nice choice. And I do that 3 or 4 times a week, and then add in also weightlifting and very long walks. And so you don't necessarily have to do it every day. You can. But see what works for you. See how many works for you, whether it's 10 or 11 or 117. Doesn't matter. So let's talk about workout recovery, if calorie burn was not enough. Surya Namaskar is also excellent for workout recovery. So for the fitness enthusiasts out there, this sequence offers a form of active stretching and fascia release that speeds your workout recovery from your main workout, whether your main workout is running or weightlifting or other activities. So sometimes you might feel tightness in what you think are your muscles after a good workout, but what you've actually got is tightness and or misalignment in the fascia, which is the fibrous casing around the muscles. Yoga is excellent at aligning those fibers and relaxing the fascia, as well as stretching the muscles and the ligaments. So this sequence is a workout and a recovery, all in one. So just 15 minutes of Surya Namaskar, 30 rounds, at the end of your normal workout is a really great way to stretch, work out any issues in the fascia, and recover for the next workout. More workout, less suffering. Very nice. And then there's proprioception. Proprioception is your innate ability to know where you are in the space around you. In other words, it's your mind's image of where your hands and your feet and your arms and your legs and your torso and your head, where they are and what they're doing in relation to everything else around you. And yoga in general, and this sequence in particular, vastly improve your proprioception. And this helps with any number of other athletic skills and with helping you simply not bump into things or fall down. You can see the obvious implications for serious athletes, the elderly, and even for kids as their bodies are growing. Better understanding of where your body is and what it's doing is helpful for everyone. It builds confidence in your movement. And I found myself more cognizant of my posture and my walking form and my overall movement. Huge plus. Let's talk then about balancing the left and the right sides of the body. See, human bodies are organic objects. They have differences between the left and the right sides. We are not perfectly symmetric. So for example, most people have one leg that is strong and the other leg is, you might call it smart. That is, one leg is better with intricate movements and the other leg is more stable. So if I ask you to stand on one foot, you will be more stable on one side than on the other. You might also have slight differences in the lengths of your arms or your legs on the left and right side. Really? You might also simply be more tense or more flexible in the muscles on one side of the torso. Yoga in general, and this sequence in particular, helps to balance that out. No, it cannot make your legs the exact same length, but it can help to balance out the flexibility in both sides, as well as how you naturally compensate for small differences in leg length when you're walking. Now, being more balanced between the two sides of your body helps to prevent injury and improves your performance in all other types of movement, from walking to running, weightlifting, swimming, and everything else. Another plus for the serious athlete, but a boost for all of us. And then there's clearing the mind and improving focus. Keeping good form through each round and tracking how many rounds you have done forces you to focus intensely. And this mindful focus clears the mind of other thoughts. You don't have the bandwidth to think about anything else. You have to focus here. And it trains the mind to focus, similarly to a seated meditation. So where else in your life could you use a little more focus? I found myself more focused in everything I did during the day, from work to conversations with my husband to walking the dog. I was more in the moment and focused on the task at hand, no matter what I was doing. And that leads to better quality work and higher quality relationships. And you thought this was just exercise. If you tend to have trouble sitting for meditation, try 30 rounds of this sequence and then sit for meditation. You will find yourself much more able to focus. In fact, that was one of the major purposes of yoga to begin with, to wear out the body in preparation for meditation. Also to align the energy channels in preparation for meditation and a few other things, but you get the point. The point was to do the yoga first and then to try to sit in meditation. So don't let that improved ability to focus go to waste. Plan meditation, date night, or deep work to follow your yoga time. Then there's precision mindset. Surya Namaskar as a sequence must be done with precision, or else you may injure yourself. Precision is incredibly important. Find a good video online to demonstrate the sequence. Approach your first few rounds slowly and precisely until you can move through a round with the precision of a robot, but the grace of a dancer. It's a practice, not a perfect. Focus on making each round more precise than the last. This prevents injury from placing too much pressure on different parts of the spine or the shoulders or the knees. For the love of yoga, please practice slowly at first. Slow, slow, slow. I know there's a lot of videos online of people busting out 108 rounds in 30 minutes. Please don't start there. Start slow. Because by the time you go up to being at speed, I want that precision to still be there. Because I don't want you to get injured. So start slow. And that focus on precision is going to affect every other part of your life. So where in your life could you use more precision? So this is a huge boost for all your other athletic efforts, as well as your work and even your artistic efforts. You may find yourself more aware of the details of things. And this type of precision mindset leads to more mindful days and ultimately better results from whatever you do. So let's talk about how it opens and increases your energy. Yoga in general, and this sequence in particular, is excellent for opening and clearing the energy centers and channels in the body. Now, I noticed this after about 27 rounds. At that point in the workout, I often notice energy surging through the spine. By the time I get to about 50 to 60 rounds, my entire body is surging with free-flowing energy that lasts all day. It feels wonderful, and despite the fact that my body is exhausted, my mind is clear, and my energy is up and ready for whatever else I might have planned in the day. So let's talk about what it lacks. Nothing is perfect, so I feel like it's missing three things: heavy lifting, abs, and twists. So Surya Namaskara is damn near perfect. But I found that for me personally, it's a great whole body workout if there is not a gym nearby. Or if I just don't want to go to the gym. You don't need a gym to do this, right? You can do it anywhere. But I did find that to feel completely satisfied personally in my workouts, I needed to add three things: heavy lifting, abs, and twists. So for me, heavy lifting is a joy. And Surya Namaskar includes plenty of body weight strength training, but it's not heavy enough for me personally. So I add in leg press and sometimes kettlebell, but mostly leg press to get that heavier leg workout that I personally enjoy. Next is abs. While the sequence includes planks and balancing elements that work the abs, it's not enough for me personally. So I add in some ab work at the end. And lastly, there's no twisting movements. There are no twisting movements in this sequence. And now not many people will care, but I do. So I add in some twisting poses towards the end of my workouts. I do some twists of different types just to satisfy my own desire for that kind of movement. So give it a try. Let's talk about the really important tips that you need to keep in mind as you think about trying this sequence. So given all the amazing properties of Surya Namaskar, it's a wonder that you're not on the mat right now trying it out. So a few tips as you begin to add this foundational and time-tested sequence into your workouts. First, start small. This sequence will kick your rear in the best possible way. Try a few rounds, up to 11, and then stop. Let that affect you for a day. Come back, maybe try another 11. And do that for a while. Now, when you feel you can go farther, add a few more. Work your way up to more. And more rounds as you like, depending on the benefits that you personally are seeking. But don't feel like you have to jump into doing 108 on the first day. That will be painful, and because you won't have the precision down yet, it's possible that you'll injure yourself, so don't do that. Start small with a lower number of rounds and work your way up. I would much, much rather you do one round really, really well than to do 20 rounds badly. That takes us to our next point. Keep it precise. Precision, precision, precision. Do not freaking rush this or you will get hurt. Do each movement with the focus and precision of someone defusing a bomb. Okay, maybe that's an exaggeration, but you get my point. Focus and do it right. I want every finger and toe in the right spot. I want the hands pointed in the right direction. I want the knee when you lunge in that armpit. Where you're looking, how you're holding your neck, how you're holding your back, every tiny little thing. Try to make it precise. Don't throw your body into these movements. Make them controlled, strong, and purposeful. And lastly, breathe. Focusing so intently, you might forget to breathe. Once you get the movements down, then add in the breath. Breathe in with the first movement, out with the second movement, and so on. The poses in this sequence lend themselves nicely to either an inhale or an exhale. So look that up as you study this sequence for yourself, but get the movements down correctly first and then add in the breath. Now get out there and give it a try. Thanks for joining me today. I hope this has inspired you to try this fabulous sequence. Follow the link in the show notes. Let me know how it goes. And as always, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.